Governor Sean Parnell used his first trip to Washington, D.C. as Alaska's governor to advocate for offshore drilling and promote a natural gas pipeline from the North Slope. Yesterday, Parnell met with Interior Secretary Ken Salazar and with senior White House advisor Pete Rouse, who has longstanding Alaska ties. Parnell says he hopes to see the Interior Department move quickly on a proposed five-year Outer Continental Shelf development plan, which would run from 2010 to 2015. It was initially proposed in the last days of the Bush administration and would expand Arctic drilling by 76%. Secretary Salazar called for an extended public comment period, which ends Monday. Environmental groups are against the plan, but Parnell wants to see it move forward.
My hope is that once the public comments are received and considered, that the Secretary can make a relatively quick decision, an informed decision, but relatively soon, because we do need to move forward next summer with exploration and the jobs that that will bring to Alaska and to our nation.
Parnell says he and his message were warmly received by Secretary Salazar and the White House. He says they were in listening mode and not commenting on the process, since the public comment period is still open for a few more days. Parnell says in all his meetings, he talked about a possible gas pipeline and encouraged people to try and get the producers to work together on a project that could take the form of a merger between the TransCanada Exxon project and the BP ConocoPhillips project, or Parnell says they could work together in other ways.
I just think the words merging a partnership are too limiting, because they imply that everything has to stay the same and then come together, when there are different ways of that happening. Partners can group up with partners and bring more alignment. Individual companies can move differently and link up. There are just a number of ways that that can be accomplished.
Governor Parnell and his staff met with Washington Press today at the end of his 2 days of D.C. meetings.